G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, January 21. I'm John Barker. I'm back joining Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio for our preview of the weekend's racing around Australasia. And I say that advisedly because without a doubt the biggest race around Australasia this weekend, Joel, is the JR&N Burka Telegraph, the Group 1 over 1,200 metres at Trentham in the Kiwi capital, Wellington.
Yes, it's we've got Australian interest, just to give it that little bit of extra, Australian flavour, just to give us that little bit of extra interest in Odyssey Moon and Noel Callow to ride. So good to see an Aussie go over for it, because the sprinting ranks are pretty thin in New Zealand, as are the staying ranks at the moment. And you just got to look at the 3,200 metres of the Wellington Cup downgraded to Group 3 level. It's a pretty sort of a weak affair as well, and Richard Lamming and Liam Birchley have noticed this and have whipped a couple across to tackle it in Sly Romance and Poppinscotch. So yeah, good deal of Aussie interest in both the features there on Saturday.
Yeah, well, that Group 3, as you mentioned, Wellington Cup, still worth 250,000, which is not all that far off 250,000 Aussie these days, and that's pretty good money for a Group 3.
Yeah, well, it's worth the same as the Telegraph, so you know, you probably think the Telegraph should be worth a bit more, but that's the way it goes. We might as well get straight into the Telegraph. Odyssey Moon, yeah, good to see him across there, obviously coming off a win at Flemington down the straight. He bounced back from a disappointing first up run. I've thrown him in the mix. I think you've got to include him. I'll put him in for fourth. I'm going for number 13, First Serve, who's a South Island trained mare. She's won 7 of 9. She's only been away from the South once. She went to Tarapa last year and ran really well in a strong Group 3, finishing second behind Extravagant. So she's a really talented mare. She's down in the weights. I think she's probably well found at $6. I wouldn't be wanting to take much shorter. I'll probably wait. I think you'd be quite likely to get better. But she's my pick from number one, Start Wondering. Of course, we've seen him in Australia look very promising for Chris Waller in Sydney before having a bleed and being sent back across the Tasman. He was excellent in the railway, and he'll be very hard to beat. Luna Rossa, another horse we know quite well, the three-year-old filly tackling this first up with no weight, drawn badly, but she's going well. The recent trial was good. She's in for third, and Odyssey Moon for fourth. So yeah, most of the ones we know from Australia are in my picks.
And before you get on with the Cup, we should mention that the Trentham meeting on Saturday, covered in full on racing.com, channels 78 and 68, free to air. So if you haven't got Foxtel, never mind. You can sit at home and enjoy some top class action from Wellington. Will you be doing that, Carl? I don't imagine you will. You're working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week these days. So you'll be preparing for Moonee Valley, no doubt.
Absolutely. But I might be covering it. It was a bit weird last week trying to cover Gold Coast, the New Zealand meeting there at Trentham, and also Flemington. They're all slamming into each other. It was like being a one-handed bricklayer in certain parts of the world. But Brighton should run a really good race. That's my tip in the Telegraph, number 12. He'll get back and run home. He ran the best last 600 in the railway, which is the main lead-up on New Year's Day. So I've got him ahead of No More Tears, number 16. It was quite unlucky in the same race. Went to the line untested. They'll both get back and swoop. And yeah, besides them, it's pretty open. But good luck finding the winner.
Geez, we're not scared of wide barriers, are we? Brighton, 17, No More Tears, 21. And your tip, Odyssey Moon, 19. But no, Joel, you're very nicely there in barrier 4.
Luna Rossa, 16. Odyssey Moon, 19. Start Wondering, 14. All in my picks, though. So yeah, wide barriers could be to the fore, but yeah, my top selection, First Serve, drawn pretty well in four. The Wellington Cup's the other feature we talked about. Not a lot of confidence here. I'm with 10 Savaria, who's fair to say she's been disappointing since she won the New Zealand Oaks. She looked really good winning that race and came over to Sydney for the Oaks. Since then, she's been disappointing. She's only won the one race, and she's been placed in a listed race, but her recent runs haven't been too bad. And the way she settles, she should have no problems running the 2 miles, and she's been hitting the line okay. So I think at decent odds in a race that's devoid of a bit of class, I'm with 10 Savaria from 5 Alinco Prince. I think he can turn the tables. I think he can beat Jackstar home because he meets him better at the weights from a previous 2 mile clash. 3 Bloodstream, the South Islander, was hitting the line quite well last week, and 6 Sly Romance will throw in the Victorian visitor, but Savaria is something each way for me.
And what else have you got for us at Trentham?
My best is Gifted Lad, race 7, number 2, another horse we've seen compete in Australia, and formerly with Trent Buston, now with Gary Alton, and has taken a bit of racing just to come right this prep. They ran him in a couple of stronger races, benchmark 85, third up, and then last start they dropped him back to his right grade, this rating bench rating 65 benchmark level. At Ellerslie, he ran a much better race, stuck on well for third, Opie Boson, barrier 1, and both of his wins have come left-handed, so that could be significant for his chances. And I made my value bet Lucy in Rio, race 5, number 3. This horse is dropping from a rating 85 benchmark back to a rating 65, so dropping two rating bands, and the claim gets her in pretty well with the 57 from a good draw, so she might be worth a look each way.
All right, we should mention, if you're planning your day of punting and viewing on Saturday, that the Telegraph is at 1:46 Australian Eastern Daylight Time, the Cup at 2:56, and the whole shebang kicks off bright and early, 9:43 Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The other New Zealand meeting, Joel, which we may as well deal with now, is at Gore.
Yeah, Gore down in the South Island. My best is Tickets on Her. You'll have to wait till the last for that, race 10. Number 9, coming off a good strong win last start. She's always showed plenty of ability. I think she can go on with it. And my value is He Ain't Heavy, race 5, number 3. Down a little bit in class. Has a 4-kilo claimer on from a wide gate. That's always a bit of a query, but on his recent form, should be pretty hard to beat.
All right, back this side of the Tasman on Saturday. There's plenty of Vobis dollars up for grabs at the Valley. What do you like there, Carl?
Runs well in the main race, that Vobis race that we just touched on. I think Burning Front's going to be hard to beat from Hard Call. They certainly do look the main two. You'd expect Burning Front to lead, dictate, and have a strong kick, and he's really well suited by that weight scale, isn't he? Just carrying 1 kilo more than most of his main rivals. So I've got him on top from Hard Call, Refulgent in for third. And my best bet is Runsadi, race 7, number 3. This horse is a real Moonee Valley specialist, particularly over the 1,000 metres. Placed at his past two starts, latest one was over 1,100 metres, when just wilting a little late, I think suited back in trip and around the valley. Draws barrier 5 with its two main dangers, drawn on its inside, so that may play a key role to their chances, because maybe Runsadi might be able to keep him in the pocket. The roughie there is race 8, number 3, Long Rock Star. This horse has been unplaced from its two runs this campaign. The latest was in the Standish on New Year's Day. It was beaten under 3 lengths, got back in the field. It was a sit sprint, and I think it was okay through the line. Drops back in grade, draws well, gets in with the 2 kilo claim with Bo Mertens, and can just see it peeling 4 and 5 wide in the home turn and blending into the race at the right time. So I think the peel's a good each way fight.
Joel.
We agree. Runsadi, I made my best. Yeah, for all the reasons you mentioned, likes the Valley. Linda Meach got a good partnership with him, and he's going well this time in. I think he'll be very, very hard to catch, back to the 1,000. And my value is Sassoon, race 3, number 4. Good win on debut off a nice trial. Next couple of runs have been okay. I thought the last 100 metres was good at Sandown, in a race that wasn't really run to suit, meeting a few of these that he meets on Saturday. And I think the step up to 2040, blinkers on, certainly appear to be in his favour. The other one I thought would be hard to beat on the meeting is Smart Dart, race 8, number 2. Racing really well this prep, 2 wins from 4 starts, good effort at listed company in the Christmas Stakes last start, and the claim gets him in pretty well.
Yeah, I think there's a few obvious ones, isn't there, at Moonee Valley on Saturday, and the three of us have all tipped all three of them. Runsadi, you mentioned, Burning Front, Carl mentioned, and Big Duke is probably the other one, just so impressive last time, and you really would think hasn't quite been caught up with yet, only carrying 56 around the 2040 metres on Saturday. Should be extremely hard to beat, but I guess at least one of the three will get knocked off, won't they? It'll probably be that one, because that's going to be, spoiler alert, that's going to be my $20 bet for the weekend. We move up to Randwick, which hosts the only black type race in Australia this weekend. I speak of race 7, Tattersall's Club Carrington Stakes. 1,400-metre listed event. As you pointed out, Carl, it's been 1,100 up till this year, so, gee, they don't mind mucking around with their calendar up there, do they?
And it mucks up with our heads because we get easily confused with all these changes. But the change might actually help out Gold Symphony here. Number 7 was a good last start winner. Over 1,400 at Warwick Farm on the rain-affected surface. It's now third up after being gelded. Looks like it's ready now to progress through the grades. Since that operation, down in the weights with 53, Barrier 4 sits just off the speed, and I think will be too good for Ecuador 1, Oxford Poet number 4, and then Ninth Legion number 2.
Oxford Poet for me, I made him my best bet, just hoping he might be able to pinch this. 1,000 to 1,400 second up, not an ideal prep, but he'd been trialling really well. He looked back in good order, and he ran a really good race first up, and high-pressure race, had no match for the winner there, Del Cello, but it was a good return, and I think out to 1,400 he can probably dictate here and be very hard to beat. Ecuador's a bit of a favourite of mine, liked him first up, and it was a really good, strong win. He was tough the last 100 metres with his 62 kilos, actually drops a kilo on that. He'll run well, just he stays at 1,400, and whether he's got enough sharpness to beat Oxford Poet, I'm not sure. 7 Gold Symphony, as you mentioned, returned to gelding, has hit form, might be able to go on with it now, and 2 Ninth Legion in for 4.
Alrighty, what else do you have for us at Randwick? Joel, go for it.
Oxford Poet is my best, so we've covered that. And my value is Queen Misty, race 3, number 5. Loomed like the winner 2 runs back. She was 1250 to 1600 there, off 4 weeks break. And that distance rise and gap between runs just found her out the last little bit. And then stayed at a mile for the Belle of the Turf last week and just got back to last from the wide gate. She was doing her best work late along the rails. Wasn't a bad run. I think she's probably ready.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with Queen Misty as well. Like the run at Gosford, it's a very even field, it must be said. There's no pace in the race as well, so a few of these, somebody who usually sweeps is going to have to be in the front of the field, so it's going to be curious the tactics in that third race. Best bet is Suspense, race 9, number 4, as Darren Flindell said last time he got home in the dramatic finish last start. There was a 2-length gap from 1st to 10th. It was quite unbelievable. But, similar sort of race. Gets in well after the claim from Nick Haywood. And, yeah, I think he can get the job done again. And Louis C.K., value bet, race 8, number 6. Now, this horse was held up hopelessly 3 starts ago. Got back, came widest in the straight and got the job done 2 runs back at Rose Hill, and then last time again drew wide, got back, covered ground, finished 6th behind Careless, but it definitely was a hard day to make ground last Saturday, and its closing splits were quite good. So smaller field, maybe a track that's hopefully a little bit more conducive to running on, and Louis CK is going to be in the finish once again.
They're racing on the course proper at Morfordville on Saturday, Carl, and it will not surprise regular listeners to learn that we wait until race 7 for your specials.
Yes, and Murty got home in the last week. That's much talked about race last week with that horse leading all the way. That was the best bet of the day of the last.
You're not going to feature in Josh's phone records,
no,
are you?
No, that's very much thankful for his efforts because, I don't know if it made a difference in the end, but anyway, we digress. Race 7, Ascendance, is the best bet. That's a Tony McAvoy-trained horse that resumed with a nice second at Werribee behind Princess Arrow. Princess Arrow then produced a good on-pace effort to finish third at Flemington last Saturday. I think that form is strong. I think Ascendance rising to 1,200 metres will be suited by that, despite the statistical record suggesting otherwise. Race 8 comes up my value selection. That's number 9, Avoid the Misses. This horse is first up from a spell. A good win 2 starts ago at Gawler and a strong maiden. And then we just didn't see the best of her last time at Moorfield Parks, but she's lightly raced. And on her best form, I think she can figure from Barrier 5.
Moorfield, done a bit of form there this week, fresh off the good win of Peninsula Links last Saturday. So the Adelaide fans would have been cashed up through mine and Carl's tips last week. Big effort, my best, race 4, number 4, back to the 1,050. I think can see him return to the winner's stall. He's a pretty talented customer. And Refectory, my value bet, Richard Lemming, has whipped this across the border. He's had the 2 runs back. He's a horse that you really need to get into before the corner. I know Froggy Newitt's been successful in him a couple of times, so I'm sure that'll be the tactics, just to get going on him well before the turn and make it a real staying test. He should be hard to beat.
Alrighty, in Brisbane, they are racing at Eagle Farm, Joel, after all the excitement of the Magic Millions, but they're still paying cash money if you can find a winner, and you have found one in race five.
Yeah, pretty difficult programs, and even in open races. I've made Dylan's luck my best. There's probably a few chances in this race, class three. These class three plates becoming really competitive and tough races to figure out. They've started adding them to the program for probably the last sort of 2 or 3 months, and they're pretty tough races to sort out. But I'm with four Dylan's luck. It was excellent first up. That was at the Gold Coast a fortnight back over the 900. Just found it too short. He came wide. He was finishing hard. Copped a couple of bumps in the straight too, which didn't help. He probably would have won if he didn't cop them. He's a talented horse, and he's got a big finish. I think he will be hard to beat. He's my best, and my value is Hotel Drive, race 8, number 10. Real dry tracker. He's never been placed in four goes on wet ground, so forgiving that first up disappointing effort at the Gold Coast on a soft six, and likely firmer track on Saturday. Barrier 2, he's been competitive in some decent races, and I think $31 is massively overs for him.
Alrighty, over in the west, they're racing at Ascot, and I note that your best bet here is race 6, number 5, Shady Grey, and this week's system of the week in Winning Post is based on a new feature that we have, which is the SP percentage on our premierships page, and I'm restricting the system selects horses that whose trainer and jockey are both above 90 on their SP percentage, which means that you would have got at least 90% of your money back, hopefully more than 100, if you'd backed all their runners for the season. So these are the trainers and jockeys who tend to maybe fly under the radar a bit, and in this case it's S.A. Miller and A. Mitchell Apprentice, Joel.
Well, that's good to hear. Mitchell's been doing a pretty decent job of late. He won't ride McCavity on Saturday. They've put Chris Parnham on him. He runs in race 7, but he's been doing a good job on that horse of late. But he rides Shady Grey here, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. He's had two runs back. He's hit the line well both times. Had to navigate a fair bit of traffic last start, trying to weave through sort of 2-3 off the rails. And he was closing rapidly on the place getters. Presenter Tie didn't have a lot of luck in that same race after missing the start. I think she's the main danger, number 9. But with Shady Grey, he's my best and my value for the meeting. Race 3, number 6, Friaresque. Really good run at Bunbury last start, was last over the 1200, and the final 200 metres was really, really good. Finished 5th, beaten 2 lengths. The step to 1500 really suits. He is up in class, so I think fast as the wind will probably be reasonably short for Willie Pike. She was impressive last start, but the step up in trip can offset the class rise to some degree with Friaresque, race 3, number 6.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australia. And doesn't stop there, of course. And it starts on Friday, the weekend, with the daytime action at Hamilton and the night doubleheader at Cranbourne and Canterbury, all fully covered in your Winning Post with fields, colours and tips for all the rest of the meetings. A usual great Saturday coverage. And on to Sunday, where one of the feature meetings is the Hobart Guineas at Elwick. Full form for that, as well as three other meetings in your top value Winning Post, still only $5. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, and as I signalled earlier, well, you know, when I was the most boring opening batsman in the Eastern Suburbs Cricket Association in the 1980s and 90s, they always said play through the V when you first come out. So now that I'm back, I'm just going to pick up a one or two with the Valley Race 6, number 6. Big Duke, mind you, I mean, that's gone out the window, hasn't it? Play through the V, just try and hit the first one to Cow Corner now.
My best is, I'll stick with the Valley 2, Run Sarpy, race 7, number 3.
Okay, you've pinched mine. Can we go for the same one?
Well, why not?
Yeah, well, we'll have $40 on it.
Should be sweeter when you have 40 to win on it.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so plenty of cash to collect at the Valley on Saturday. Listeners, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.